Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the recent Supreme Court case, or the current, I should say, the ongoing Supreme Court case that SCOTUS is hearing about the legality of Obamacare. Grace Marie, there's another website, though, that I want you to mention that you guys are working on.
We have two websites that people can use to track this. One is our Galen website. We've got a feature on King v. Burwell, so you just click on that.
That's the case that's in front of.
King v. Burwell is the name of this lawsuit that we're talking about that challenges the subsidies in the federal exchanges.
Right.
But we're launching and relaunching a new website called ObamacareWatch.org. ObamacareWatch.org.
Okay.
Everything about Obamacare, not just what the Galen Institute is producing, but what all of our colleagues in free market policy, the great one-stop shopping for everything about Obamacare, ObamacareWatch.org.
All right, so check that out, folks, ObamacareWatch.org. Grace Marie, I want to tell you a quick story. I have someone who is a hospital pro. She's very much involved in hospital operation, and I was told recently about at least one of the things that's come out of Obamacare, and I was told that if a hospital intubates a patient and takes them off of the intubation and they die, the hospital
respirator.
Hospital will not get paid for that. If they intubate them on a respirator and pull down the oxygen level, I hope I'm saying this right, say 20%, and then have to go back up because the person didn't respond properly, the Obamacare rules will not allow them to get paid for that.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
This is a way for Obamacare to pay for itself. That's not in the application, not in the law, not even in the underwriting necessarily. And she says the hospital just has to eat that.
Well, there are a lot of penalties for hospitals if they make any what they call medical errors. And of course, medical errors is something now the federal government's going to decide. Not
back,
doctors.
Right.
And that's how insidious government control of our healthcare system is, that bureaucrats in Washington start making decisions about the right kind of care that doctors should be giving at the bedside.
So think
that
about
is often completely contradictory to what the doctor thinks should be done.
Well, let's think about this, Grace Marie. A family member of ours is in there and they're having difficulty. And the nurse and the doctor are saying, okay, this is a very sick person. We should intubate them. Well, how should it ever be in the back of their minds whether the hospitals are going to get paid for this or not?
Well, it's not just the back of their minds. The hospital administrators are looking over their shoulders.
That's right.
Breathing down
their neck. So think about that, folks. This is what, when we were talking, Grace Marie, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, and 6 years ago, when you and I, heck, 17 years ago, Grace Marie, when we were talking about this kind of insidious thing, when we first started talking about the potential for something like Obamacare, we were warning about this kind of behavior, this kind of activity.
That's right.
Do you think people just don't believe it? I mean, the government will screw it up. If the government is not a good steward of decisions like
it
healthcare.
It can't make decisions about these kinds of personal medical decisions. It just can't. And one of the things that's happening, Jim, and we see it in a lot of polling data, is that people are beginning to experience this law for themselves, and they don't like it. And whether they supported it originally, whether they are Republican or Democrat, voted for Obama or Romney, they are feeling the personal consequences, and by 2-1, if they feel they've had some encounter with Obamacare, by 2-1, it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening with their having to pay fines and penalties on their taxes. losing their health insurance, losing their doctor, having their health insurance cost so much more, all of the things that they are experiencing personally are telling them, we want more control of our health care decisions. We want states to be making decisions, not the federal government, about what kind of policies are available to us. And I will conclude by saying the thing that Congress is doing when it provides the safety net of coverage for the people who would lose their coverage if the Supreme Court votes the right way and says the IRS acted illegally, the Supreme Court will, the Congress will provide a safety net, but it also is going to give people more choices of more affordable health insurance and return power and control not only to the states, but to individuals.
Yeah. Well said, Grace Marie. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing. We'll see you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.